Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy, how are you?
Great, thanks, Matt. How are you?
Good, thank you. You know, I read an article recently about the Zeus botnet actually having stolen more than $1 million from accounts, bank accounts, all over Great Britain. Can you tell us a little bit more about this particular attack?
Sure. Zeus is a type of Trojan. It is a bot, and these guys are experts at stealing money, at stealing lots of things, actually. And they're continuously changing their code and upgrading the Trojan so that they can continue to steal. And with the latest strain, version 3 is what M86 security calls this version of the Zeus Trojan. They've changed it so that now it uses an encrypted HTTPS communications protocol to communicate with the command and control servers. But what happened was this attack involved at least 100,000 compromised UK bank accounts.
Wow.
And they actually, interestingly, said that the vast majority were Windows boxes, but 4,000 Mac machines were also hit. Now, it's possible that people were running Windows on the Mac machines as well. But what the Zeus gang does is they exploit vulnerabilities, and many of these vulnerabilities have been patched. And so the odds are pretty high that a lot of the people that got infected had failed to patch, and not just patch Windows, but all those third-party applications. So the Zeus gang used an exploit kit, and that would check machines to see if they could be compromised by exploiting a vulnerability. Once they do that, then the Trojan loads. And now, when the user goes to the bank account, Zeus is in control of their browsing session. And so the user doesn't even see that their balance changed. Zeus will intercept the web page that the bank sends back to the computer. They'll change it so that the numbers look correct to the user. And the user is none the wiser until they start going into overdraft or things like that happen.
Wow. And this, I mean, this could happen just by visiting a legitimate website?
It's possible if the website's been hacked and your machine isn't fully patched.
Wow.
So other ways potentially that you could get the Trojan on is running software that you shouldn't run. Like if you do a search for something and one of the results is a video and you go to watch that video and it says you have to install a new version of Flash or you need a codec or anything like that, virtually every time those are scams, and the purpose of them is to install malicious software on your computer. So once you've done that, you know, it's pretty much game over if it's one of the newer versions that hasn't been detected yet.
So once they take the money out of the user's bank account, where does it go and how does it ultimately end up in the hands of the criminals?
First, it gets transferred to what we call a money mule. And this is someone who may or may not know that they're doing something illegal. They've often replied to an email or an advertisement saying, you know, work from home, make all this money. We're such and such company. Sometimes they say it's an online finance processor, all kinds of different types of companies. And they say, what you do is you take the money, we'll transfer money into your account from a customer's account, and you get to keep X percentage of that money, and then you send the rest off to this account, and you get paid to help us process payments from our customers. Well, they're not payments from the customers, they're stolen funds from victims. So the money mule is the first place because that's the fall guy. The criminals are betting that that person's going to get caught because the bank knows where the money got wired to.
Right.
And there's probably going to be a couple different money mules to help cover the trail, but eventually that's how they get the money back to the criminals.
So why can't they just trace it all the way down the line to the bad guys then?
You know, we ought to get an international banking expert on the show one time to tell us why that is. That's beyond the scope of my knowledge, but these are professional money laundering criminals. They know how the system works. They know how to exploit the system.
Yep. So this is big business. This is not the hacker in the basement. This is organized crime.
Absolutely. Yeah, the hacker in the basement doesn't have the resources in general to pull something like this off. Zeus is pretty sophisticated, and there's many parts to that criminal organization. There's people that understand encryption. There's people that understand Windows system programming. They've probably even got people that understand social engineering, and they put all of their various disciplines together, which includes money laundering, to make a really strong and dangerous organization.
Does anyone speculate to who's behind the Zeus Trojan?
I believe the speculation is that it's in Eastern Europe, but it's, you know, if we knew exactly where it was, it'd be a lot easier to catch them and shut them down. Right. But it appears to be somewhere in Eastern Europe.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for telling us a little bit more about this topic. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.